Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 12, 2017. The world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And you can, in an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. You can always find updates with the breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, all these things that are Ministry Hub. Really, anything that you want to know about this ministry, you can currently find it at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Remember, prayer requests can be sent by the United States Postal Service if you don't want to catch me on the phone, and email, and if you put your return address on it and your phone number, I'll call you back. These requests, but if not, I will print them out. I'll take these to the Wichita Mission Church, anoint them with oil, pray over them, and send them back to you. It's a request with no solicitations for donations. And we also have a prayer request form on the right-hand side of our Prophecy Hour and MessiahsBranch.com pages. Now, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's live right now on YouTube and also on some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. In fact, we really do need to get airtime paid. It's expensive, and we have not yet paid it this month. So pray about a donation for airtime. On another note, I want to thank our listener bases worldwide, like Uganda, Nairobi, Kenya, Mogadishu, Somalia, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Moscow, Russia, and of course cities in the USA, such as Raleigh, North Carolina. And by the way, thanks to the person in Raleigh that just donated last week from there. Thank you. Anyway, New York, New York, Henderson, Nevada, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Fresno, California, Oakland, California, and these are just to name a few. Maybe one day I'll spend 30 minutes and just read all of them to you. How about that? No, of course not. Of course, we want to thank the people in Wichita, Kansas, which remains the largest group of listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later on tonight. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I really pray that radio goes according to your will, not my will, nor our guest's will, Father. But let come out what you want to come out, Father, and let the people understand it. Lift the veil from their eyes. In Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Well, folks, so many have decided that since Trump was elected, all things would be just wonderful, peachy and cream. But there is so much coming. Like, has the White House suddenly released a strategy for dealing with the threat of a catastrophic meteor impact? Really? Especially in a going out administration? And this from Breaking News Israel. Biblical return of 70 nations as countries gather in Paris to condemn Israel. High-ranking officials from 70 nations of the world will gather in Paris on January 15th in an attempt to force Israel to accept a two-state solution with the Palestinian Authority. By doing so, they will be filling a momentous biblical prophecy foretold 1,000 years ago. And by the way, this is from Breaking News Israel. Everyone already knows the purpose of the conference is. It is to be used as another opportunity to try and impose a settlement on Israel and avoid direct negotiation between Israel and its neighbors. Rabbi Trugman, director of Kaddish Torah Institute, told us to Breaking Israel News. That's interesting. He says, is that it isn't just one or two enemies with a specific grudge like the Arabs and the Nazis. It is 70 nations, which in Torah terms means all of the nations, explained the rabbi. Well, our guest tonight wrote a report about this and the media preparations. So tonight we've asked author, bloggist, and talk program radio host, and he has a TV program, Michael Snyder, to come on with us and try and shed some light on these things. He's been on with us many times before talking about many different things, including places of refuge, and his book, The Rapture Verdict. If you haven't got it, you should pick up a copy. Yes, I am talking about Michael T. Snyder. He has several blogs. Two of them are the Economic Collapse blog and The Most Important Thing. So, welcome, Michael, and how are you?
I'm doing really well, Pastor, and thank you for having me on the program again.
Well, I've been having you on a lot lately, and I really did try to find somebody else that knew enough about this that could talk about it, and guess what? I didn't want to do it myself, so I called you back.
Well, I appreciate it, Pastor Dan, because you know what? People need to understand that what we have just witnessed, in fact, since the last time I was on with you, we witnessed the most important event in Bible prophecy in more than 40 years. But the church isn't talking about it. The pastors aren't preaching about it from the pulpits. In fact, most of the people out there that, you know, you would consider to be watchmen or that, you know, are trying to wake people up, they're not even talking about it, Pastor Dan, or not much anyway. Right. But what we just witnessed on December 23rd, it was UN Security Council Resolution 2334. It was the greatest betrayal of Israel in the history of the United States, bar none. And the vote was 14-0, with the United States abstaining from the vote. But that was just for show, because basically it was all going to come down to whether the United States was going to veto or not veto. Because there's 15 members of the UN Security Council, 10 are rotating members, but there are 5 permanent members, Russia, China, the UK, France, and the United States. And all the rest of them, and, you know, all the rest of the Security Council was all ready to go with this resolution against Israel. The only question was whether the United States was going to veto it, which the U.S. government has had a policy under Democrats and Republicans since the days of Ronald Reagan of vetoing all anti-Israel resolutions at the UN Security Council. So the decision was in Barack Obama's hands, and he decided to not veto this resolution, but allow it to pass, and so it did pass. Now, in the news, what are we hearing about this resolution? And of course, it passed right before, they snuck it through right before Christmas, December 23rd, while everyone's hanging up their stockings, focusing on Christmas, doing their holiday things, getting ready for the long holiday weekend. They snuck it in on December 23rd, you know, which I had warned about in advance on my website. They said, hey, if they're going to do this, watch the period around Thanksgiving and the period around Christmas. And wouldn't you know, that's mm-hmm. exactly what they did. But this resolution, let's talk about it, what it does, because people probably heard about it in the news, and they probably heard something like, oh, the United Nations passes a resolution condemning Israeli settlements. And so that sounds bad, but when you read it, it's actually far worse than that and does a lot more than that, because, yeah, it condemned Israeli settlements. In fact, it said that every single Israeli settlement since 1967 is illegal and is a fundamental flagrant violation of international law. And today there are about 600,000 Israelis living in East Jerusalem and the West Bank. And this resolution says that all of them are illegal. None of them should be living there. They all are going to need to be removed at some point, pending, of course, the final status negotiations. But so it did that. But it didn't just do that, Pastor Dan. But the resolution went on to say that there will be, it's the policy of the UN Security Council, which is basically the highest form of international law, and this resolution said there will be a Palestinian state. Now, it didn't say right now, it didn't establish one right now, but it used a future tense. It said that there will be a Palestinian state, and it will be called Palestine. So people were wondering, what is the Palestinian state going to be called? It's going to be called Palestine. That's going to be the name of the nation. So there's going to be these two nations, Israel and Palestine, living side by side, and it even established borders. It said, the only borders that we recognize are the June 4th, 1967 ceasefire lines. And so what this resolution said, Pastor Dan, is that all of the old city of Jerusalem, all of East Jerusalem, every inch does not belong to Israel, according to the UN Security Council. And, the Temple Mount, Israel, that does not belong to Israel, according to the UN Security Council. The Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, does not belong to Israel. In fact, you know, this resolution says the Wailing Wall is occupied territory, according to the UN Security Council. And every inch of the West Bank does not belong to Israel. So this resolution says Israel does not have rights to any of it, does not own it. So who does own all that? The Palestinians do, according to this resolution. And so this resolution basically gives the Palestinians everything that they could have ever wished for, everything that they could have ever wanted, but then it goes on to say, hey, if Israel and the Palestinians want to change borders, they can do so through negotiations. But, you know, what does Israel have to negotiate with at this point anyway? Because the UN Security Council already gave them East Jerusalem, the West Bank, the Wailing Wall, the Temple Mount, everything. You know, so they're saying, well, the two sides can negotiate, but the UN Security Council has essentially given them everything that they ever wanted.
Let me say something. For the record, the reason that Israel ended up with the West Bank in 1967 is that that was actually a territory that belonged to was Jordan. It wasn't belonged to Palestinian people. It was the West Bank belonged to Jordan. Jordan entered the war, Israel defended itself, and that was the border that they had to set up to defend their country. It didn't belong to any Palestinian people then. So it's ludicrous. Back to you.
Oh, you're exactly correct, Pastor Dan. You know, the West Bank before 1967 belonged to Jordan, and the people living there are Jordanians, the descendants of Jordanians. But Jordan isn't asking for the West Bank back. So, you know, it belonged to Jordan, but Jordan doesn't want it back. The same thing with the Gaza Strip. The people living in the Gaza Strip are Egyptians and the descendants of Egyptians. And Egypt is not asking for the Gaza Strip back. You know, so you've got two different people groups in Gaza and in the West Bank. You've got Egyptians and Jordanians, and the United Nations is operating under this fiction that they're a single people, that they're a single Palestinian people. In fact, John Kerry, in his 71-minute speech that he gave a few days later, which he laid out his plan for the Middle East, he said that it's absolutely necessary that the future Palestinian state be contiguous. So he wants to connect the West Bank and the Gaza Strip with a land bridge connecting the two, which would divide the land of Israel, of course. But that's what John Kerry wants, a land bridge connecting these two pieces of land, these two peoples who are separate peoples. Because, you know, as we said, one part is in the Gaza Strip, they're Egyptians. In the West Bank, they're Jordanians. But, neither of those countries want those pieces of land, and so they're creating this country that never existed in the first place, and the UN Security Council just gave them all of that land, of course, the government of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli government, they would never give all that to Palestinians. And in fact, Netanyahu said that Israel will be the undivided capital of Israel forever and ever and ever. So instead of encouraging negotiations, it just eliminates negotiations. Because now The Palestinians will never accept anything that does not give them East Jerusalem as their capital. And Israel is saying, we're never going to give them all this stuff. So it basically completely shuts down negotiations and actually greatly increases the chance of war, Pastor Dan, because, what we've got at this point, put yourself in the shoes of the Palestinians at this point. The Palestinians have been told by the highest body in the world, the highest form of international law, the UN Security Council, has given them East Jerusalem, has given them the Temple Mount, has given them the entire West Bank. But now they look over at the Israelis, and the Israeli government is saying, well, we never agreed to this. We're never going to give you all of this. And so to the Palestinians, they're saying, well, we've exhausted all of our peaceful and legal possibilities of trying to do this legally. And the UN Security Council has given all this to us, but Israel's not handing it over. So we're going to have to fight for what is legally ours. That's the Palestinian view. And so the potential for war in the Middle East just went way, way up, Pastor Dan.
Okay. Well, I agree. That only leaves that option is war. And, there's going to be evidence supposedly given to Trump that Obama actually orchestrated this to do it. And all the things that you said, he most assuredly does know, because I don't believe him to be stupid. I don't like the guy, but he's smart in his own rights for what he believes. Having said that, couldn't this possibly lay the groundwork for something disastrous that could happen on January 15th?
Well, on January 15th, we've got this conference in Paris, France, in which 70 nations from all over the world, the United States is going to be represented, John Kerry is attending, from all over the world, they're going to gather in Paris, France, and Israel's not participating. They've already said they don't want any part of it. 70 nations are going to gather in Paris, France, and they're going to talk about a permanent solution, because this last UN Security Council resolution didn't take the final step of actually establishing a Palestinian state. And so they're going to be talking about this in Paris. And a document has already been leaked, which, is a draft of what the summary statement or the communique at the end of the conference is going to be saying. And in many ways, it tracks the language of UN Security Council Resolution 2334. It says there will be two states, Israel and Palestine, calls it Palestine again, calls Israel an occupier, and it says the occupation must end. It says, it calls on Israel and Palestine to renew their commitment to a two-state solution and denounce any politicians that will not go along with it and so forth and so on. But the great concern, what the Israeli government is concerned about, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on the phone and he's lobbying and he's very, very concerned, because the great concern is that they're going to have this conference on January 15th. They're going to, kind of finalize the plan, and they could potentially rush it for a vote at the UN Security Council, another resolution on top of the last one, which would potentially even formally recognize a Palestinian state right now. But they would have to do that before January 20th, between January 15th and January 20th. In fact, on January 17th, the Security Council is scheduled to discuss these things, and, they do this on a regular basis. So people are watching January 17th as a potential date. But they know that if anything that's going to be done, they got to do it before January 20th when Donald Trump gets inaugurated, because Donald Trump is not going to go along with any of this. He's not going to go along with any sort of resolution at the UN Security Council. So that's why they rushed this other resolution right before Christmas, and that's why there is concern by the Israeli government that we could see another resolution before Donald Trump gets inaugurated.
Absolutely. Okay, just a couple of words from me. From a Hebrew point of view, 70 nations is represented because that's the 70 grandsons of Noah. And so to the Hebrews, when you say all of the world and you bring up the number 70, that to them, that represents the world. And that's why there are several rabbis, and of course they're not, say, Messianic, but they are saying that, it says that the whole world would come against Israel, and they're looking at this, at the 70 nation gathering, as possibly a fulfillment of that were the starting of the fulfillment of that, where all of the nations of the world would come against Israel because of the number 70. And so they're watching it really close. And that in Israel, that the police department over there, now you understand, I know you do, but for the people, the unsaved Jewish people believe that Messiah, when he comes, he's coming as a man. And they are already, the police over there in Israel, are training for crowd control because they believe that everybody's going to get close to Messiah, because with all these things happening, they believe that he's right here on the horizon. I say that them looking for a man can set them up for something else. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely agree, Pastor Dan. And so the anticipation of a Messiah coming in Israel is very, very strong right now. And people don't understand here in the United States, where the rabbis are constantly talking about the coming of the Messiah. The anticipation of Messiah over in Israel is very, very strong. And if they're looking for a man, it could potentially set them up for Antichrist. Because Antichrist, most people think of Antichrist as against Christ, and he is. But really, you look in the original language, it's more of in place of Christ, or an imposter, and that's really what Antichrist will be, someone who is coming in place of Christ, an imposter, someone masquerading. And so that's the great danger there. But I know break is coming up soon, Pastor Dan, but when we come back from break, we should talk about that, that those that bless Israel will be blessed, those that curse Israel will be cursed. And one way that you're going to, if you want to upset any man, you want to go after his home and his family. And, and so people say, well, why is God so concerned about Israel? Well, that was the family that Jesus was born into. He was born into the Jewish people, and that's his land. In fact, Matthew chapter 5, verse 35, it's called the city of the great king. It's the city where Jesus will rule and reign for 1,000 years.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, well, we're about just real short from break. So, Michael, tell them about where your blogs are at and where they can find you, so they can find their way to your other things, like your program,
Yeah. What I'm primarily known for is theeconomiccollapseblog.com, or if you just go to Google and type in economic collapse, the first result that comes up, it mostly focuses on economic and financial things. I've also got themostimportantnews.com, where you can find all of my writing gathered in a single place, along with the other top stories from all over the world. And then, we've got our new television program, The Watch. You can find that on YouTube and the PTL Network. And then The Rapture Verdict and my other books can be found on Amazon.com.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're still doing that program with your wife, aren't you?
Yeah, it's called The Watch, and if people can find it on our YouTube channel, just type in Michael and Miranda Snyder, or if people have got Roku or Apple TV, they can find it on PTL Network. All of our shows and past shows are there. People can just pull up on their Roku whenever they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's great. I really appreciate all the work and the things that you're getting out. And, you're really busy. Every time I seem like I try to catch you, you're out on the road or doing something, but you're getting the word out, and I appreciate it. Folks, we'll be back to talk more with Michael in 3 minutes. Well, we're back, folks. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, it's time for me to put a little plug in for our Wichita Mission Church, and I know those of you that were listening to this radio program live, you just probably heard a commercial about it. But let me tell you what. You know, we are in one of the very worst parts of the city, you know, and I've had people bring other people over there, and then the people said, well, why are you coming down here to the person? Look, it's in this bad part of town, and so on and so forth. Well, we're there because that's where we're needed. That's where the Father put us. And so it is so very hard to get support, let alone from Wichita, you know. And so you Wichita folks, I'm praying, you know, you could bring by some, you know, bring by, go by Dylan's and get some rolls of hamburger and bring it by, or go get some bread and bring it by. Clothing. I can't say that much. We need clothing. And that's men, women, children clothing. All of it is needed, greatly needed. But pray about supporting us, you know. Folks, I know a lot of people think, well, all I could afford is maybe $25 or $100 once in a while. Any amount helps. I mean, seriously, because it will add up. And I'm not asking you to break yourself or take away from donating to your local church or a charity that you're already donating to. I'm just saying pray and see if there's something for us, because we do really need your help. We've been doing this 17 years, and, you know, we do it by faith. And you know, meaning that so many times I leave here and drive to Wichita, and I don't have the things that I need when I leave here, but somehow, miraculously, the Father provides everything. He has never failed me in this period of time. But pray about it. Pray about it. I really, really do hope that you will pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church. Now, we're the last hope for so many. I mean, people come to us just, you know, we are. Even the agency sends us, well, we can't help you. Maybe Pastor Dan and those guys over there, maybe they can help you over there. Go over to Pastor Dan's. They call it that instead of Messiah's Branch. I don't know why they don't call it Messiah's Branch. But, and so people will come to us, and we won't have the resource to fill it. But so many times we've been able to pray it in or discover a resource for it. Just, you know, it comes miraculously. But it's very hard that way. So pray about it. If you want to know about the times that we do need your help, you can go to prophecyhour.com. There's a little box, and you can sign up to mission updates. And mind you, that's only about for, you know, what's going on exactly at the mission church and when there's needs. But so many times we'll put a picture of somebody on that and say, hey, this person has a specific need. Can you help? That's going to get bigger just as soon as we get the camera thing going. We're going to start doing some films. I'm going to start interviewing some people over at the Wichita Mission Church, and so they can tell you their story, and maybe you can give them some help. But we do need your help. In airtime, if you join this program on airtime and the program before this, if you missed the program before this, you really need to listen to it with called Stealth Invasion of America. You really need to listen to that program. But the point is if you enjoy these radio programs and you're getting something out of them, then pray about supporting airtime. I haven't yet paid airtime totally for this month, so pray about it. We can use your support. If you also, we can use donations so we can finish the work that we're doing to do the video work we want to do. Anyway, we are the last hope for so many. We are responsible folks to care one for another, as we are brothers keepers. All donations, no matter what size, does help. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Michael Snyder, and we're talking about we're talking about blessing and cursing in Israel. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. And yeah, we were talking about blessings and curses, and of course, you know, God goes back to Genesis chapter 12. Where God told Abraham, you know, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. And from then on, throughout the rest of the Bible, we see that pattern. We see those principles being played out, that those that bless Israel are blessed, those that curse Israel are cursed. And And in fact, there's a warning for the future. It's in Joel chapter 3, talking about the last days, when God will restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. And we've seen that where the Jewish people, went back to the land. The nation of Israel was established in 1948. And then they recaptured, and retook all of Jerusalem in 1967. And that's why, this resolution, one of the reasons it's so important, because before 1967, the people of Israel couldn't go and pray at the Western Wall, the Wailing Wall. We're so used to today seeing the footage of them there with their prayer shawls and they're praying at the Wailing Wall. Well, before 1967, they couldn't do that. And the UN Security Council just said that, hey, the borders they recognize are the 1967 borders. They want things to go back to being the way they were before 1967. So that's a huge thing right there. But in Joel chapter 3, it says, when God restores the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, talking about the last days, God says that, hey, at one point he's going to gather all the nations, and he's going to enter into judgment with them there. And in fact, let me just quote one line from that passage there. It says, quote, I will enter into judgment with them there regarding my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land. And so in this passage in Joel chapter 3, talking about the last day, God specifically warns that he is going to judge the nations for dividing up his land. Now, that warning has been there for well over 2,000 years. And, our leaders have Bibles. The Bible's the best-selling book all around the world. And that warning has been there. But global leaders, they're shaking their fist at God, and they're saying, we don't care what God says. We're going to divide up his land anyway.
And let me ask you a question. This has been on my heart and my mind for some time. It says that we're about dividing their land, right? Correct. So, hasn't their nation already been divided up? Because it's not the territory that they were guaranteed to in the land grant given to Abraham.
Oh, yeah, and this UN Security Council Resolution 2334, it's a division of the land, because it says what belongs to Israel, what does not belong to Israel, what belongs to the Palestinians. So, one of the reasons why this is the most important event in Bible prophecy in over 40 years is because it is a division of the land. It's a dividing of the land. Now, what we have not seen yet,
listen to me. I don't think you're catching my point. Prior to that, Israel does not have all the land that was granted to them by the Father, granted to Abraham. They currently, even without that resolution, do not have their land. And this is a question that's been on my mind for a while. So hasn't the land already been divided? Hasn't part of the land already been taken from them, so to speak?
Yeah, because, if you look in Genesis, the land that God promised Abraham is actually much greater than, what Israel currently possesses. And so, and Israel will be getting that land back someday because, what we're watching for, Pastor Dan, is a great war. And this great war is going to be the worst war we've ever seen in the Middle East. And God has shown prophets all over the world that it's coming, proven men and women of God. And also, many refer to this as the Psalm 83 war between Israel and her neighbors. And it's going to be a life or death war, a horrible war, bloody war. Israel's going to take a lot of damage, a lot of death and destruction. But Israel's neighbors, it's going to be much worse for them. And Israel's going to emerge victorious and get back much more of her land. And so that's the good news out of all this. But we know that this comes after the establishment of a Palestinian state. The war comes after. That's one of the reasons why we're watching this next week so carefully before Donald Trump gets inaugurated to see if anything happens at the United Nations, because we're watching for the formal establishment of a Palestinian state.
Right. Right, absolutely. And I agree with you. They could try to, on any front, because they have so much to lose. The world, the globalists, so to speak, have so much to lose with Donald Trump being in office and not there's some, I mean, I could expect anything with in the next 7 days, I guess 7 days, 3 hours and 18 minutes. I got a counter over here. But before he is inaugurated, even if he gets to be inaugurated, I just don't bet on anything right now. Back to you.
Yeah, Pastor Dan, and I want to share some numbers with the audience, because now that Barack Obama has done this to Israel and betrayed Israel, you know, he's moved our country from the blessing side of the equation over to the curse side of the equation. I mean, you know, right. he cursed Israel, and so now, but you know, and so now that with Donald Trump is coming in, it's going to be very, very important for him to bless Israel, to show that we do not support that resolution, and that he's going to try to do everything that he can to bless Israel. And so that's going to be very important for him to do. But, you know, we've got some very important numbers that connect Donald Trump and Israel and the year 2017. For example, 2017 is going to be the 70th anniversary from the 1947 UN General Assembly resolution that was passed that called for the creation of a Jewish state, which then happened in 1948 when Israel declared their independence. But a resolution was actually passed on November 29th, 1947. So next year will be the 70th anniversary of that. So there's that number 70 again. And it will also, next year will also be the 50th anniversary from 1967, the Six-Day War, when Israel regained control of Jerusalem. So next year will be the 50th anniversary of that. And if you go back 50 years more from 1967, that brings us to 1917, the Balfour Declaration, which, you know, most people in your audience are already familiar with, very important landmark. You know, so these 50 show up everywhere. In fact, you know, there was 50 years from the Zionist Congress of 1897 up to the UN resolution of 1947. So these 50s and 70s show up over and over again. But now let me bring Donald Trump in to the equation. You know, Donald Trump, as I wrote about recently, he was born precisely 700 days before Israel declared independence on May 14th, 1948. And the nation of Israel was 77 days old, precisely 777 days after the birth of Donald Trump. And Israel's 70th birthday will come precisely 700 days after Donald Trump's 70th birthday. Incredible. Also, Donald Trump's election victory, when he won on election night, that just happened to fall on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's 7th year, 7th month, and 7th day in office. Incredible. But even more incredible than all of those numbers, Pastor Dan, Donald Trump, on his first full day in office, because January 20th he's going to be inaugurated, but he's only president for part of the day. On his first full day as president, that will be January 21st, 2017. On that day, Donald Trump will be 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days old on his first full day in office, and that will happen in during year 5777 on the Hebrew calendar.
Wow. And numbers in the Hebrew really do mean something. They all have meanings to them. And that's pretty incredible set of numbers. So what do you think? Do you have an overall view of what you think, or is it just too early to judge all this?
Well, Donald Trump has said he wants to be a friend to Israel. He says he wants to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, which would be a great way to bless Israel. But it can't just be talk. It's got to be action. So I think, you know, it's very important for Donald Trump, even in his inaugural address, to come out and condemn UN Security Council Resolution 2334, and to take whatever actions he can to bless Israel, to make it crystal clear that we're not going to divide the land of Israel, in order to get us back on the blessing side of the equation, because there's great dangers in messing with the land of Israel, as we've seen going back decades, where we've seen example after example for decades when various presidents have taken steps toward the division of the land of Israel, and it's brought judgment on this country. We talked about in the past program, whether it's the perfect storm, Hurricane Katrina, so many things. And so, you know, why we're so concerned, Pastor Dan, and why this is the most important prophetic marker that we're watching for, is because we know that certain things come after the establishment of a Palestinian state. You know, we talked earlier about how this great war in the Middle East is coming, but it comes after the establishment of a Palestinian state. We also know that a great earthquake is coming to the New Madrid Fault, to the center of this country. It's so many men and women of God going back years and years and years and years, over and over again. God has shown people that when we divide the land of Israel and then there's a Palestinian state, then our land will be divided as a result of that. And specifically along the New Madrid Fault, right down the center of the country. And it will be worse than any earthquake we've ever seen. It's going to be absolutely catastrophic on a scale that I don't know that any of us can imagine right now. But God has already specifically warned us that that judgment is coming, but it's coming after we see the division of the land of Israel, and in particular the establishment of a Palestinian state. So that's why this just this period of time, the 1 week to go before Trump gets in, are they going to try to do this at the United Nations? We're extremely concerned. Also, we also know that a great tsunami is going to someday hit the east coast of the United States, waves hundreds of feet tall, you know, coming in at just incredibly high speeds. Far, far worse. If you remember that tsunami that hit Japan, you know, we saw footage of it was horrible. But what's going to happen to the East Coast is going to be so much worse. What God has shown, in fact, my wife has collected more than 100 prophecies in this regard on whygodreallyexists.com. But someday there will be a giant meteor. Some people have seen that it actually breaks up into three parts, but it'll slam into the Atlantic Ocean, causing just a giant tsunami unlike anything that people probably even want to imagine right now.
Okay, just real quick. I want them to catch that. That's whygodexists.com, right?
Right. Whygodreallyexists.com. Yeah.
Okay. I'll put a link on. Let me finish. I'll put a link on that with this program tonight, because they did send me a link to it, and it really got a lot of prophetic stuff over there. And so sorry to interrupt you. And you might mention you got about 7 minutes too, but the White House making preparations for a meteor. Back to you. You got about 7 minutes left.
Yeah, and in fact, I just wrote about this, how the White House had, right here at the end of the Obama administration, they released a major report, a 25-page report that talks about, in fact, it's entitled National Near-Earth Object Preparedness Strategy, and talking about the need to be able to detect and deal with incoming asteroids and meteors, because that, you know, the Obama administration agrees this is one of the biggest threats that we're facing. In fact, there was a giant space rock that was as big as a 10-story building that just, you know, just slipped past our planet on Monday, the previous Monday here recently, and we had only discovered it on the previous Saturday. So we had only spotted it 2 days earlier. So these giant space rocks are flying by us all the time. And one of these days, as I've mentioned, one of them is going to hit us. A giant one is going to hit us in the Atlantic Ocean. Efren Rodriguez has seen it. You know, he's been at the Prophecy Club, but so many others. Like I said, my wife has collected more than 100 prophecies. Well, this giant tsunami is going to hit the East Coast someday, causing death and destruction. You know, on an unbelievable scale.
Absolutely.
But we know that it. But we know it comes after the division of the land of Israel. So all these things, the war in the Middle East, the giant East Coast tsunami, the New Madrid earthquake, God has revealed all these things, but he's warned his prophets that it comes after the division of the land of Israel. And so that's what we're watching for. That's one of the reasons why.
I've got something to ask you. You know, a lot of people, and I've noticed this with a lot of Bible prophecy people, and I'm not saying you, but, you know, we talk so much about, you know, Israel and what's going to be happening, but there seems to be a gap in the other stuff, of what people are saying, talking about a meteor hitting the earth and talking about the oceans and the grass burning up and so on and so forth. You know what I'm talking about, all the things in Revelation. You know, I would love to see somebody kind of lay that out as to what is going to happen, you know what I mean, and talk about it a little more. Why do you think people will refrain so much about talking about those things?
Well, you know, all the things in the book of Revelation are coming. But, you know, I think, Pastor Dan, right now what's happened is that Donald Trump has won the election, and Christians and conservatives and patriots were very excited that he won, and it's great to be optimistic about the future, but all of a sudden it's like, well, they don't want to think about the return of Jesus anymore because they're just looking forward to good times. And so I wrote about how it's kind of like a nuclear bomb went off in the prepping community, where all of a sudden sales of emergency food and supplies are just way down across the entire industry in any of the contacts that I have. Or I also have contacts with companies that help people relocate out of the country. All of a sudden, no one wants to relocate out of the country. In fact, I know one prominent name in the Christian world that is actually coming back into the United States now that Donald Trump has won the election. It's the same thing with ministries that focus on the last days and the end times. They think so many people are of the attitude of like, oh, the return of Jesus has been delayed indefinitely. Of course, that's not true at all. Jesus is still coming back. All the things in the book of Revelation are still going to happen. But, you know, all of a sudden there's been this shift in mood. And so I was talking to the head of one Bible prophecy ministry, and I was on the phone with him, and he said, Michael, you know, ever since Donald Trump won the election, my mailbox has been empty. You know, people haven't been writing me. People haven't been supporting the ministry. Or another end times ministry, they were actually advertising on one of my websites, but then I got contacted, and they said, hey, we got to pull the ad. You know, we're cutting back everywhere. It's because people don't have the same level of interest. So people, you know, because, you know, people are expecting everything to be great under Trump. And so there's been this huge shift. And, you know, and in fact, Pastor Dan, there was a survey taken on CNBC right before the election. 15% of all Republicans believed that the economy was going to improve over the next year before the election. Then Donald Trump won. The same survey was taken. The number jumped up to 74%, from 15% before the election up to 74%. And that it's the biggest shift in mindset and perspective that we've seen probably at least since the days of Ronald Reagan, if not longer, where all of a sudden people think everything's going to be wonderful, and they're not paying attention because global events are still heating up, and this thing with Israel is just monumentally important.
Right. Well, let me tell you what, and folks, you need to listen up. Donald Trump actually becoming president is enough to shake the world completely over because of all the differences between the globalist and the non-globalist and things, and that could even bring severe rioting and all kinds of things in the United States. You know, there is so much that's going on. Trump's just a very, very small part of it all, you know, and America is really a small part of it all. What you have to look for, folks, is the fact that Yeshua is not slacking his word. He said certain signs would happen. Those signs have already come about. Israel's became a country. We will see his return within this generation. Back to you.
Oh, it's very true. We are in the last days. We are in the end times. And like I said earlier, Pastor Dan, the most important prophetic marker that we're watching for is the division of the land of Israel and the establishment of a Palestinian state. That's why instead of the church going to sleep, we need to be aware of this week leading up to the inauguration. We got to be watching because they may actually try to go to the UN and pass another resolution, potentially even establishing a Palestinian state. And then every other prophecy that I know of, what's coming to America, what's coming to this world, could happen while Donald Trump's in office. So that's why it's such a critical time. And then, of course, the inauguration we haven't even talked about today, January 20th, the radical left wants to turn that into one of the biggest riots that we've ever seen. They want to, you know, they want to protest, blockades. There all kinds of organizations are going to be in D.C. trying to disrupt the inauguration. So all kinds of things are happening. People, it's not a time to go to sleep. People need to be aware. Awake and more vigilant than ever before.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've run out of time again. It always goes fast when you're on. I do appreciate it. And I sure hope folks get to your blogs where they can even sign up for the emails and things. Tell them where your blog's at, and then I got to say goodbye, please.
Yeah. If people can see my work at theeconomiccollapseblog.com, themostimportantnews.com, on YouTube, if you type in Michael and Miranda Slatter, you can pull up our videos. But then also, today and tomorrow as well, I'm a guest on the Jim Baker Show. So if you just go to your cable network or, you know, do a search on cable and pull up the Jim Baker Show, I'm a guest today and tomorrow on the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, thanks for being on, and we'll tune in. All right. Be blessed. Thanks, Michael. We'll see you.
Thank you, Pastor Dan.
All right. Be blessed. Well, folks, that was Michael Snyder. Check him out. You know, he's a good person, and you know, he's doing a lot of work. He's doing a lot of running around to talking to different people, and like you say, he's on the Baker Show. Tune in and see what's going on. Remember, though, test everything. All things, we're not supposed to live in a spirit of fear, but that of a sound mind. That's what we're supposed to have. And not work in a spirit of fear. These things that you hear, you should be rejoicing over, because Yeshua is just down the road. Pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. We really do need your help. Pray about a donation tonight. Also for airtime. If you're blessed by these programs, I can't see why you wouldn't help to keep them on the air, because we sell nothing here. And I got to go. But we must remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Remember, always be a blessing to others. How can you be saved if you're not a blessing to others? Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, that you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and you would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.